We welcome you back to Eagles 360. We come your way this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday at 5 p.m., and we wish everyone out there a happy holiday season and a Merry Christmas. Bo, the first topic to talk about here, Mark Sanchez, big numbers on Saturday night against Washington, 37-50. The Eagles just rolling up the numbers offensively, but when it came down to the last minute, an interception really proved costly.
And you said it. We were sitting next to each other in that terrible Washington press box, and you said this is the drive that's sort of the microcosm of the Eagles' season. They start on the 10-yard line. They need to go down and score. All they really need to do is not turn the ball over and move the offense. And what do you know what happens? Mark Sanchez throws that interception on third down, and the Washington goes down and gets the victory. So Mark Sanchez talked about it after the game. Obviously, very disappointed.
They played pretty sound in the back end. But like I said, we moved the ball. I saw some 400-something yards offense, which was great. Got Coop rolling, two big touchdown catches. Really, really good catches, too, especially the second one. And then Ertz just went off, man. He had such an awesome day. So, you know, it's too bad that that kind of stuff happens on a day that you lose. You got to win games. The head coach and the quarterback, you know, we're the only ones who keep a record. So that's the goes with the territory with this position. But, you know, there have been three really tough games, and this one came down to the wire, and we just came up a little short. I mean, we lost. That's the most important thing, is winning the game, whether I throw for 50 yards or 500 yards. I mean, we got to get a win. So that's the most important thing. You don't really worry about stats till the end of the year when, you know, the season's months gone, and, hey, that was a really good game you might have had. Well, that's all well and good, but we want to win.
And so the question at quarterback remains. Now, Sanchez will be the starter this week, of course. Nick Foles out for the game. Matt Barkley remains at the number two spot. It is Sanchez in the final game against the Giants, and we just hope that the turnovers can be halted for this one.
Certainly. And then for the Eagles, on that offense, the star of the day was Zach Ertz, who had a franchise record, 15 catches, 8 of them coming in the fourth quarter. He said after the game, though, that he would have traded all of those catches, of course, for just one win.
Turnovers and positive plays on first down is what you need to be successful in this league, and third down conversions. And we haven't done a good enough job of protecting the ball. I've had a fumble. A lot of guys have had a fumble. It doesn't fall on the quarterbacks. We don't put all the pressure on them. If we're not getting open and they got to hold the ball an extra second, that's on us. So it's a team thing. We're very frustrated in the loss, and that's all we can really focus on right now. We have three great running backs in LaShawn, Darren, and Chris. And if they're going to load the box, a lot of guys are going to have one-on-one coverage. And I feel like I can exploit one-on-one coverage almost any game. We knew going into this game that the tight ends were going to have opportunity to have some big plays. And we did that, but we didn't do it enough. Mark did a good job finding me across the middle. We were on the same page often in the game. But ultimately, we didn't make enough plays to win, and that's very frustrating for us. We just haven't executed when we needed to. We've had opportunity to win every game, particularly the past two games. It's very frustrating for us to be 9-3 and control our own destiny, and then to be in this situation. We didn't envision this. I'll tell you what, I'll go back to one catch for 5 yards. If we win this game, we win the past three games. The record, it is what it is. I mean, it's a testament to the team, the game plan, the coaches, but I'll tell you one thing, I'd rather take the win over this record any day of the week.
What an amazing day for Ertz. 9 catches in the second half of the game, 8 in the fourth quarter. He was really the Sanchez go-to receiver. And we saw a game-long glimpse of just how good and versatile and durable and difficult to cover Zach Ertz can be. A nice pairing with Ertz inside, Jeremy Maclin outside this season.
And, of course, it makes you wonder why didn't we see more of this throughout the season. But Chip Kelly did address that today, saying this is really a matchup thing. Washington thin at inside linebacker and safety. They've played teams this year who have had pretty good guys in that position. Still, I think the future very bright for Zach Ertz.
Speaking of matchups, we got to talk about the defense. The Eagles' defense did not match up well with wide receiver DeSean Jackson. 2 long catches for Jackson, 51 yards, 55 yards. They both set up Washington touchdowns. Obviously, it was a topic of conversation during the game, after the game, even today. And in the locker room on Saturday at FedEx Field, the Eagles defense, which did a lot of good things, shut down Alfred Morris, did a pretty good job applying pressure to Robert Griffin III. The big topic of conversation, of course, DeSean Jackson, and a late opportunity. The Eagles just could not get that final stop.
Yeah, we haven't got better in the last few weeks. I mean, we got back in the game twice now, and twice, you know, they got back in it. So we've got a lot of work to do. You know, we got to take a hard look at all positions and make sure that we're putting guys in the right position to win. Look at the calls, look at the scheme, look at the players. Well, look at all of it. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot with penalties like that. You can't beat yourself in the NFL. That's first. You can't beat yourself. They got good enough players on the other side. They're going to beat you without you helping them.
But do you have enough, good enough talent in the second half?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have enough talent. We've played well at times. It's just lately we haven't made the plays.
Man, how long has it been since you guys have had a feeling like this?
Man, it's been a minute.
Well, I mean, especially with the playoffs on the line, I mean, it just sucks when you know we should be, you know, way better than where we at right now.
Is it sort of hard to accept that, you know, 3 weeks ago you guys were in great shape and now it looks like there's a good chance that'll be that?
I mean, that's how close the league is. You know, you can't ever feel like you got everything in the bag, or you can't ever, you know, let off the pedal. And these past couple weeks we haven't been playing, you know, the way that we're capable of. And this is what happens when you don't come and play, you know, with your A game every weekend. And now I don't really know what's going on, but like I said, we needed to win this game. We didn't.
I think they had like 4 first and goals because of just pure penalties.
I mean, we had, you know, a bunch of penalties on third downs where we would have gotten stops and where we would have probably given up a field goal. They get a touchdown. But it's, you can look all over and find different places and where we lost the game. I think everybody's kind of had a hand in this one, whether you want to talk about the big plays on the field, the penalties on third down, the turnovers, the kickoff return comes back. You know, it's so many plays throughout this game where everybody kind of played a part in it. And you have those team wins sometimes, and this is definitely one of those team losses.